Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious, Joe.
Thank you, Woody. I got to tell you, man, Baldy's Breakdowns is a must check out if you get a chance. The guy spends a lot of time really breaking down tapes and does a great job. Picks different players and a lot of offensive line stuff. It's fantastic. Brian, good morning, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. I'm probably not very far from where you're at right now, down in South Florida here, enjoying a nice, you know, sunny morning. It's good. Life is good, Joe.
You know what I think? I see you on the dock. You're not in the boat yet, but you're on the dock and you're getting ready to go out.
A little windy today, Joe. A little windy. I don't know about the boat. I'm not sure if the boat's going out today, but if it calms down a little bit, we'll be out.
We are all laughing the other night about you. Like, Baldy's down here all the time. They're going, yeah, man, I just heard that. It was crazy. All right. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here. Dolphins go to the Rams, keep it alive, man, and now got Vegas and Patriots. And I got to tell you, I knew this after the Buffalo game when they played well. They all got together and said, I know everybody's going to laugh at us, but we got a chance to get that seventh spot. Let's go get it. What do you think about the way they've played the last couple weeks?
Well, I mean, Tua's been really good, despite what any of the commentators are saying. He's playing good football. But, you know, when you keep the Rams out of the end zone, Joe, that's a good night. You go across the country and they don't score a touchdown with Stafford and Puka and Cooper Kupp and Tyron Williams. I mean, they've won three in a row and we're playing good football, beating good teams. And, you know, defensively, I mean, it starts with, honestly, Calais, I don't know what he's doing for the Fountain of Youth that he's found. Maybe it's just being back in Miami, Joe. I don't know, but he's playing great football. He got the tip pass. He got intercepted. But him and Sealer and Deshaun Hand, even Chop Robinson. I mean, some of these young kids on the defensive line, that looks like a good group right now. They're playing good football up front.
So I'm watching. I was going to get to this. Denver sitting in that seventh spot, and they just gave one away the other day. I mean, they are set up for basically an extra point field goal. And I don't know. Are you blaming that more on that offensive line cave too much, or the guy's got to lift the ball up higher? What'd you think?
Well, I mean, it was a pretty good – I mean, it was an overload block. And that kid that blocked it, Leo Chenal, I mean, that kid is – I mean, anybody that knows that kid, he went to Wisconsin. He's 250 pounds. That guy is about as strong as they come. I mean, he just lifted that, you know, that offensive guard right out of there and came through. And, you know, I mean, it was that Dave Tope, the special teams coach, been around a long, long time. They saved that block for that situation right there. So, I don't know. It was a low kick to begin with, but still – I don't know. He would have made it, but I mean, Kansas City just keeps finding a way. That's a tough loss for Denver, though, because they played a great game against
them. Yeah, and so I'm looking at this thing. You still think Cincinnati? They're in shootouts. They're scoring a ton of points, and they can't win these games. They could easily be in one of the top spots right now, but lose two to the Baltimore in those great games, great shootouts. Cincinnati out of this thing? Or you think they still have a chance to get a spot too?
I think they still have a spot. You know, they have a chance. I mean, the Chargers. I mean, you're down in the pecking order here, Joe. But I mean, this is when football the season begins. We're in the middle of November. Thanksgiving's around the corner. This is when you know either you're going to be a good team or you're not, but it starts with one win, like maybe your win against the Rams, and who knows, and maybe you go on a tear. You got two very winnable games coming up. You get right back into the hunt, you know, and then it's basically 5 weeks, you know, after Thanksgiving determines a lot of these races. Like, nothing's determined right now. Philadelphia, honestly, I live there, Joe. They were under the fire of their coach 3 weeks ago. You know, now they're playing for first place and, you know, a really high seed right now on Thursday night. So things can change very quickly.
Vic looks like he's got things turned around a little bit. How Vic Fangio, I saw him praising him. It looks like defense is buying into what he's doing more now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing that's different, I think, really with him in Philly right now versus what happened in Miami last year, is he's got a lot of young guys that have played very little football. And so he's molding them the way he wants them to play. And so he found a linebacker in Zach Bond. He never really played in New Orleans. The kid might lead the league in tackles right now. They found two good players in the draft, Joe, that are really, this Cooper DeJean is some kind of, you know, he looks like a linebacker playing slot corner.
He's a stud.
They got a right corner, might be the rookie of the year right now. So they've got some young kids that are being molded and are playing the game the right way.
Baldy, we got Cincinnati, Indianapolis, the Chargers, the Denver Broncos, and then the Jets are still hanging around at 3-7. They still got life in the season. Which team worries you the most if you're Miami Dolphins and you're trying to get that final wild card spot?
Well, I mean, I would say the Chargers, because they're the number one defense in football. I mean, they don't give up touchdowns. They're completely rebuilt. Their quarterback doesn't turn the ball over. They tackle really well now for out of nowhere. They start two rookie corners that are playing lights out good football, and they don't give up points. And, you know, there's a toughness that starts with the coach. Everywhere he goes, he brings the same formula, and they're pretty healthy. They all buy in. The offense line is really good. I would say that team worries me the most, because when you play the Chargers, you're almost forced to play that style of football. Like, you're not going to get in a shootout with them, and they don't fall behind very much. So that team, to me, because they don't lose games. They win games. And a lot of teams, they turn the ball over, they make mistakes, they get kicks blocked, they find ways to lose it. That'd be the team I'd be most worried about.
Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellmann's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
Oh, you got to put, by the way, another one. I had the other night asparagus, and you got to put mayonnaise on the asparagus. That happened when I was a young kid, and I can't stop. I mean, that's a must. All right, so moving on here. Got to ask you, it is the weirdest thing that after the Jets play poorly, and I see Aaron Rodgers coming on the next day on ESPN, and it just makes him, to me, he's more, I just don't like the guy. He went to my school, and he like, stop. Just all the things he talks about, he's the biggest problem. Am I missing something, Baldy? You probably know him a little bit better. I know you do some stuff over there. Tell me about the Jets right now.
It's a mess, Joe. I mean, they got to take, like I do. I do a lot of stuff for the Jets. But I told them last Wednesday when I was up there, Joe, I said, look, this Arizona Cardinal team is really well coached. Like, they, if you let them run the ball at me, they will. The quarterback didn't miss a throw. But their young players that they're counting on have completely fallen apart. Sauce Gardner, DJ Reed, Breece Hall. Like, but the quarterback is a problem. He's not playing good football. Like, he missed a wide-open rookie receiver, okay, Malachi Corley. He's wide open, Joe. He's at the two-yard line. There's not a soul around him, and he throws it behind him. And there's Aaron, like, almost – it looks like he's screaming at the kid. I'm like, he's from Western Kentucky. He's, like, waiting for the ball to, like, actually come near him. And I don't know. Like, he's got Devontae Adams. He wanted Devontae Adams. They got him Devontae Adams. Joe – he could complete a pass to Devontae Adams down the field. You know, he had 7 incompletions to him. They look like they'd never played together before.
Yeah, and we've got them twice coming up here. The Dolphins will be playing them here in a couple weeks, or after Thanksgiving they'll have a game with them. So we got a good one, man. We got a good one this week. I think maybe the best two teams in the AFC, the Chiefs going to Buffalo for that game. By the way, the Chiefs – they're saying their prayers at night or something because they have won, they have found a way to win a bunch of tight ball games. Do they run out this week against the Bills? And how good do you think the Bills are right now?
There's two great games, Joe. I'm going to be in Pittsburgh for Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
Oh, boy.
And obviously Kansas City and Buffalo. So it looks like two playoff games to me. Buffalo's really good, Joe. They're really good. That offensive line, I think, is maybe Detroit, Philadelphia, Buffalo. Those are the three best right now. They've started the same five guys. You know, I mean, you look at the, you know, obviously the Dolphins, they lose the right tackle now. I mean, it's always something, it seems. But Buffalo started the same five guys now all 10 games.
Gosh.
The quarterback is just a horse, as you know. And defensively, they just got really good players that have been in the scheme a long time. And wait till the games really get big and wait till you see what Von Miller does. Like, he's just waiting. He's just waiting for his chance to win some of these games late. Like, you can see it. It's coming. He's kind of just kind of saving him a little bit right now. But Rousseau from the University of Miami is playing really good. It might run out right now in this week for Kansas City. They look like a better team, although they have like this Travis Kelce, you can relate to this, Joe, being a tight end. Like, he's had 40 targets in the last three games. 40. Like,
wow.
He's on pace. Like, that's just almost unfathomable for any receiver. But 40 targets, he's got 28 catches out of that 40 and a couple touchdowns. Like, he's really coming on right now. That helps him a little bit.
Baldy, I wanted to ask you a little bit about player-led teams in terms of coaches like Dan Campbell, and we got one Antonio Pierce coming here coaching the Raiders. With Dan's success, do you think that this could have some staying power?
Well, I mean, Gerard Mayo got hired. We'll see, what kind of success he has. They were very patient with Dan in Detroit, but he's got a great general manager. He's gotten a lot of good players, but the way that he's constructed the team is his vision. And they've allowed him to do that in lockstep with the general manager. And nobody thought Jared Goff, they thought he was a placeholder quarterback when he came there. And now he's playing phenomenal football, despite, the five interceptions last week. But, that was Hail Mary pass and a tip ball. But like they're a very tough team in his eyes. I can see more and more. But the one thing about Dan, Omar, is, he was in Miami. He was in New Orleans. He paid his dues.
Yeah.
For 10 years as an assistant head coach. Like, I think he learned a lot in both those stops before he got the opportunity in Detroit. So, Gerard Mayo got elevated very quickly. Antonio Pierce really was a college coach for a couple of years, and 1 year, like, it doesn't look great for him right now, the way things are kind of falling apart.
So, I got to ask you, Lions turned it over five times and beat a really good team in the AFC. If you still think the Texans are good, I thought that was one of the most impressive wins I've seen to turn it over. Baldy, five times is equals. You're not supposed to win in the NFL. What'd you think of that win for the Lions?
Well, I mean, like, one of the interceptions was a Hail Mary at the end of the half. One was, honestly, like, his arm got hit by a defensive end. Danielle Hunter is a great rusher, and a ball popped up. He had a couple that were kind of – but, Detroit intercepted two of C.J. Stroud's passes
right.
In the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. They got the ball right back, and then Jared Goff got really hot, and they made a bunch of big plays. The offense coordinator is really creative. Like, some of the plays that he ran, you just don't see in any other playbook right now. And, they caught Houston napping a little bit. And, they won it at the end. But it's impressive to go on the road like that and do turn it over five times and be able to come back, because they were down. They were down two touchdowns early in that game.
I got to ask you, because I know you know him really well, and I know you think the world of him, a defensive lineman, Micah, with the Cowboys, and how good he's been.
Micah Parsons, yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think about his comments after the game? I know you got – I'm just curious, because I thought – I read it one way, and I know Omar read it a different way, that he was really talking about – he wasn't talking about the coach or – trying to throw dirt on the coach. How'd you take those comments?
Well, I mean, I think Micah is just, he doesn't know any other way. Like, he's just pretty honest about things. They don't think the things are being well run there in Dallas. And, he's like, no, he hadn't played for a month before last week. He had a pretty good game against the Eagles. But, he's been watching this thing for a couple of years now, and I don't think he's real impressed by the coach or the organization and what they're doing and how they're building this thing. Like, he's never thought they had any good inside linebackers there. I mean, I just know that personally, right. And they haven't. You know,
I know, so, I'm sorry.
But, you know, everybody else, you know, like, why can't they get Calais Campbell? They don't have any inside pressure. You know, they can't build a team the right way. And he's looking around the league going, Kansas City's got Chris Jones. The Eagles got this, you know, Jalen Carter. Like, why can't I get one of those monsters inside? It's only going to help, you know, my cause coming around the corner.
Well, no, we heard it. And by the way, he is done. I don't know if he makes it through the season or not, but yeah, he is. He's toast. He's one of the toasted coaches already with the second half of the season. But hey, finally, I got to ask you this, Cam Ward. Have you had a chance to see him play quarterback yet?
Yeah. I mean, I know they lost to Georgia Tech. They didn't have the ball. I mean, Georgia Tech played keep away the way that they ran it. But I'm impressed by Cam. I know he's like a fifth year player, Joe. He's bounced around a couple schools. He's got the 1 year at Miami. But he's going to have a lot of big games with a lot of eyeballs coming up here. Like, they still got a chance to get in the playoffs, you know, make a run to the playoffs. And, you know, like a lot of these quarterbacks, how you play in big games, you know, that's how the quarterback from Washington got drafted by Atlanta. He played great in big games last year, and he still has that chance to do it. He's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was just curious. So you think first-round pick just to follow it up?
I think so, but, I mean, I haven't really studied him hard,
yeah.
Like just his delivery and what his makeup is. And, you know, I mean, if he's anything like Jaden Daniels, which he isn't, but, you know, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the next Jaden Daniels or C.J. Stroud.
Right.
Just guys that have incredible accuracy and poise. And, you know, if he has that in big games and we get to meet the kid and find out that football is the most important thing in his life, then, yeah, he's going to go in the first round.
That's funny. Baldy, it sounded like you just took a lot of shots at Caleb Williams right there. That's what it sounded like.
Well, I mean, look, the quarterback never goes. The coaches go. The head coach is probably going to go after the coordinator. You know, you got to, like, make sure the quarterback kind of gets fixed. But he didn't play well, but the offense doesn't make any sense either to me. And so, you know, there's a lot of culprits, you know, in that demise that's going on up there in Chicago.
Baldy, thank you. Really appreciate it, man. You take care of yourself. Yep. I hope you get a good day on the water, man. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Omar. See you guys.
Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider.
He's also the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
All right, and I want to tell you right now about my friends at Ebra, round the clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Well, I'll tell you what, those guys are working right now. Yes, 919, those guys are working. There's no question about it. That company was built 35 years ago on great service, and that's never going to change. Still family owned. Yeah, I always talk about these numbers, 35 years, 135 trucks on the road every day, working 7 days a week. That's what Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing are all about. Trained and certified technicians for all your air conditioning problems. Licensed, experienced plumbers for all your plumbing problems. Listen, it's about getting out there quickly as possible, and take care of the problems. We're the water heater kings. We're the air conditioning kings, meaning that if you need a new one, we've got them in stock ready to go. Water Heater Kings of South Florida, box trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters ready to go. Not only that, but if you need an air conditioning unit, no matter what size, if yours is dead and not coming back, don't worry about it. Air Around the Clock has got a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters ready for you. Hey, our goal every day is same-day installation with the best people working to take care of all of your air conditioning and plumbing problems. That's never going to change. Every day, financing plans, the next time you have a problem, Eric and the boys over there are ready to take good care of you. Hey, all you have to do is write this number down, 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922. Or check out those billboards. They're everywhere for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get back to it here, let me give you a quick weather report brought to you by the Demesman Andover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. And it is 80 degrees. There is no rain in the forecast, but apparently, according to Baldy, it's windy out there, so there might be a little chop in the
He's going out
the
on the water, though. That doesn't count.
That's what you call a chop, right?
We have one chop right now. It's not the ocean chop. It's a first-round pick.
You like that celebration? You like his chop celebration?
I didn't catch it.
It's like a...
Oh. It was a chop.
Yeah, it was a chop. Yeah,
it was all right.
Very creative.
All right.
Real quick, though, also let you know our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We had a $250 gift card you could win to watch football, the Heat, Panthers, Canes basketball, and more. To enter, go to WQAM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood.
We have a lot of stuff going on. It's a good time of the year. The Panthers do lose last night to a Devils team. It's really good, by the way. But they win seven in a row, man. Nice little winning streak comes to an end, but boy, they built up a lot of points in the Heat. That's a weird one. Eric Spoelstra, after a dunk on a terrible defensive front that they put up, calls a timeout with no timeouts left and apparently told them in the last timeout, hey, we're out of timeouts. We got to finish this out. He went out there and he forgot.
Mistakes happen, Joe.
No, they do, man. And it was just weird. Can you play that one more time for me? Because Spo obviously knew it was coming, and he's directly the reason they lost the game. So here's Eric Spoelstra after the game.
I mean, they only had 1.8 seconds. We felt like, thought Cade might be in the field. He wasn't in the field. JB just drew up a great play. We didn't have the backside protected. It was just a really well executed play, and then I just made a serious mental error, there at the end. That's on me. I feel horrible about it. There's really no excuse for that. I'm 17 years in. We had talked about it in the huddle. I knew that we didn't have anything. I just got emotional and reactive on that, and I just made a horrendous mistake there at the end. It's a shame, because we really fought back. We had some great defensive possessions, hustle possessions, those 50-50 balls, and then Tyler was just sensational. You don't want it to come down to a mental error like that. You just would have liked to have seen this go double overtime. That's the kind of game it felt like. It deserved to go double OT and not have somebody get in the way of that. And unfortunately, even as a veteran coach, I got in the way of that.
Wow. That's Spo ripping Spo right there.
It's pretty good, man. I can hear that every day, right?
I think that's what leaders do. They fall on the sword.
100, man.
And I think that's going to set a good example for his teammates, for his players who are now his teammates, as you know, because coaches and players are teammates.
I know.
No, they're not.
Hey, by the way.
You got to call. Every time he says that, you got to say something, man.
Listen. Am I wrong, Joe?
There's no that dynamic no, doesn't exist
I
with
did,
the Heat.
By the way, I did not have a I did not I was not a teammate of Don Shula.
I understand you were not a teammate.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you, that's where I come from. So, by the way, that Spo thing, don't believe it was just that timeout he called. You better believe that he's taking responsibility for screwing up that defense too and letting that thing set up. That's not what they do. Letting the one shot that can hurt you. Is get a dunk with less than 2 seconds. I took that he goes, I don't want to take a double hit here. It's bad enough on the friggin' timeout. But, that had to do with both of them when he's talking about no support. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get. Let's get back to this one. Omar Kelly's with us and from a long flight yesterday getting back here. I do want to ask you, so your take overall, Tua in that game?
Efficient. And any day that
Baldy thought he played well. I didn't think he
did not. Well. He did not play well, but he was efficient.
Yes.
And I, even if, as long as I get efficiency from Tua, I'm okay. Would I like a little bit better ball security? Would I have loved? I mean, that was a great pass that he threw. That was a great play by a defender. That's defenders make good plays as well. So, you know, I'm not very critical of the interception, but the sack fumbles, we got to take care of that. We got to start having better ball security.
I'm all right with him throwing the ball. I wish somebody would say this. So some of that pressure's on him because he had a clean pocket a couple times and held the ball too long.
Okay.
You talking about throwing the ball away? Because Mike McDaniel said that at halftime. He was running into the locker room.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, throw it away.
Yeah, he goes, sometimes the best play is to throw it away.
Yes, and that was a criticism of Tua coming into the draft process. Nick Saban says that will be his forever downfall. He always likes to hold on to the ball.
No, he's trying to make a big play down the field.
I mean, but you want big plays. If you're crying about this offense, Joe, what are you crying about? Oh, we don't have any more big plays. Where's the big plays? Well, this is how he creates these big plays. Now, I would blame – these receivers are not getting open.
But we have a different problem with him that you left out, why he can't hold on to the ball too long. That's what's happened to him.
Yeah.
He's in different situation than every other quarterback. I think he's really good when he's back there and his accuracy
and he's getting the ball out quickly.
But
there has to be a marriage because I
can't take those hits. You can't take a hit off like trying to
make a tackle. You can't play hot potato with the ball either. We're getting rid of the ball too quickly, and everything can't be checked down. Everything can't be quick, you know, three-step drop out. Like, we got to let some of these plays develop because you want the big play, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, there has to be a marriage. There has to be protection, and I think there's more of a protection issue primarily at that left guard spot, which is, you know,
pray to God. That's the first time it's popped up in a month.
No, it popped up in Buffalo, too. Popped up in Buffalo, too, that led to the pick six.
I think the offensive line play can't be any better than it was before this. That last game was not very good, but their four games they put together is pretty good.
Absolutely. No question. Four games, I'll give you that. They struggled early in the season. The first two games, they weren't that good.
I'm not
disagreeing. But we're getting right back to there.
You might have two guys out.
Yeah.
You might have your left guard out because if he's going to play like
this is the reality. And it's funny because I was saying this. I said this to my colleague, Barry Jackson. I was going to write a column about, you know what, Chris Greer, I'm very critical of you, but you got the last laugh on the offensive line. I was going to write that this week because they had been performing. They were the best, most reliable, most consistent unit on the team. Now, what we have seen throughout the course of my career covering the Dolphins, you're always going to need your eighth and ninth offensive lineman because that's just how the position goes. And, yes, we've had a healthy season from Teron Armstead, but now we lose Austin Jackson, and now we're probably down Rob Jones. And
So now we're looking at, as you said, now with five, now you're going to your sixth and seventh guys going to need to play, and potentially rookie's going to have to get his feet wet even more.
Probably, but – You can't afford another injury, or you have to. Isaiah Wynn's got to come in here and save this line right now. And if there's any time for him to get activated, start getting on that practice field, start getting greased up, it's now, because this is savior season. We're in a savior season mode right now. Are we not? Because the Dolphins cannot afford two more losses. And you know one of them's coming somewhere down the line when you play some of these tough teams.
No, they've got Houston on the road.
They got some whoppers because Houston's going to be playing for playoff positioning. Green Bay's playing for playoff positioning. San Fran's going to be playing for playoff positioning. You know, you could chalk. Yeah, you could. If you're lucky, you get two of the three. But one of those L's is coming down the stretch. Now, what you can't afford to do is add another L to it. So, if there was a time moment for the Cameron Goods of the world to come back, for Isaiah Wynn's of the world to come back, it's now, because you need all the reinforcements that you can get.
I got to get back to this other thing, though. I disagree with you a little bit. You know when you have time And you know, if a guy, he reads it, Tua reads everything, I think, really well. But there are times where if the play doesn't look good, number one, mm-hmm. you could throw it away.
How often do you see Tua throw it away?
Never.
Never. It's not his game. Sorry. I don't know if it's ever going to be his game.
As he says, why don't you go talk to Uncle Dan? Uncle Dan would throw it away.
Okay.
And second of all, I don't want him making a tackle.
We disagree on that. Because I think if he doesn't make a tackle.
He takes a knee on the head, then you're the first one in here. Like,
what are you doing? No. I saw the play. And to Tua's defense, I'm a football player. I make football plays. I'm not thinking about all that stuff.
Well, you need to. If that's not fresh in your mind after what you've been through.
He says he can't think about it.
What if he's trying to save a touchdown, though?
Yeah, they score a touchdown.
You want to go back and look at how many people
around
him? I
know, but what are you going to do? You're just going to let him go?
Yeah, exactly. He was the last line of defense. He doesn't get in that guy's way.
Certainly could lead with his shoulder.
He doesn't get in that guy's way.
Lunging in head
first. No, I don't want him leading with his shoulder. But because that's an important part.
I don't want him throwing his head around the knee either. I don't want him throwing his head around the knee either. Listen, man, he goes down. We can say whatever we want. Even if that thing's returned for a pick six and we lose that game and he makes that tackle and gets knocked out.
He's got to make that tackle, Joe. This is his teammates are counting on him.
What are you talking about? You lose another game, you're toast, man.
So you think he should be throwing his head in there like that?
I mean, I think he's got a little different boat.
We have no backup plan.
I'm with you. He shouldn't lunge in with his head. But
how are you going to dive?
What do you want him to do? Just
stand
off to the side and just watch the guy run by?
Go or run out of bounds and let the guy and give him some to get him out of the play? I don't know what people wanted him to do. He's a football player. He made that mistake.
Lunge in head first.
All right, so
the guy's knees.
So he's a football player, and you go for it. If something happens,
completely
on
different game, Joe.
I hope next time he pulls up, the guy runs for a pick six, and Joe's in the booth. Having a heart attack.
We've had guys throw it and watch.
Yeah.
And I'll get you on the next one. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're real easy on those guys.
I believe Jay Cutler did that, too.
First of all, this is not hard. I think Tua's really good. I'm making the point that we need him.
He's not good. He's not good yet. He's efficient. He needs to get good.
Look how much better he is than what we were dealing with.
That's not the standard. That ain't the standard, Joe. That was John Beckish back there. We gotta get Tua good. He's efficient right now. He's not good yet.
Well, if he's got two guys out and they can't run the ball, how good is he gonna be?
Who can't run the ball? I mean, two guys out. Who's out?
We didn't run the ball.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well,
we didn't run the ball well.
Make it work. Make it work. You ran for 2,000 yards with backups last year. The same Lester Cotton started like half the season. Make it work.
They did. They did have a group played pretty well last year. I thought that was great. By the way, that coach is really good.
Yes, he is. He is really good.
He's really
good. And Butch Berry, I trust.
Butch Berry, you trust. I agree. Anthony Weaver, I trust. We got a lot of good coaches on that staff.
Absolutely.
All right, we got to go to break here. So Woody, you're with that too, tough guy. You want to go in there and make that tackle?
No, not with my not head first, but.
Oh, you're gonna.
I mean, I'm not like big on like, hey, let's just throw the game and.
He
said he cannot think about. He cannot think like that.
I agree.
He cannot play like that. And I don't disagree with him.
I guess I give him credit then.
He is not thinking about my head. I'm soft.
Those fingers curl up. Your ass. I'm going to call you first and you second, jerky, in the other room. We got to go to break here. We got more stuff to get to here this morning. But first, I got to take a second. To talk about a couple of passionate guys. I've already talked to Harvey this morning. I'm talking about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Folks, you've been injured recently in an auto accident or anything else or at work, a slip and fall. Hey, I want to let you know they're the same partners who handle your case from start to finish with more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results, and small enough to call you back. You want to talk about great communication skills for guys that have been successful and really good at what they do? They still think that's important. Harvey and Gary still think that's really important. People skills. Go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach. Just get you on the phone. Even on the weekends, you can get a hold of these guys. Injuries caused by negligence of others. Go to CohenandJudah.com 866-FAIR-FEE. I don't care if you're somewhere right now where you're not happy because of the communication thing. You can leave anytime you want somewhere else, and you can go over and see Harvey and Gary. They'll shake your hand. You're going to find out they're going to handle your case as well. 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. All right. Welcome back, and good morning to everybody as Dolphins are back to work today after a Monday Night Football win, 23-15. Omar Kelly's in here with us. I got to ask you about another guy that might be playing even more football. Well, it's kind of hard. He played a lot last game. Cam Smith, who they went after pretty good.
Mm.
I think he's okay the next couple of weeks.
Everybody's going after Cam because he's fresh meat.
Well, you got to show you can stop people, and they'll keep putting up numbers. Yeah, they complete 8 out of 9, 9 out of 10. Yeah, they keep putting those.
He's allowed 12
up.
Out of 16 right now. He's getting the Kader Kohu treatment that Kader got last year.
That's right. Until they see that you can play, they're going to look and they're going to go after you. By the way, Jalen Ramsey's not a good bet right now. By the way, he is playing.
Yep. Monster.
Jalen Ramsey. There's 5 or 6 guys playing at a really high level on that defense right now. And
5 or 6, Calais,
mm-hmm.
Zach.
Yep, there's 2.
Jalen.
Yep.
Okay, I'm done.
Ooh. You don't like 2 linebackers?
I mean, I got to see consistency from them. Give me. I would love to see Jordan Brooks contribute a little bit more from a sack and pressure standpoint.
Okay.
Anthony Walker. I don't know if I could ask him to do anything more than he's already doing. But he just got here. And now they just added a new linebacker. So,
yeah, by the way, a good one. I still, have you heard what happened there? He was so good when he was with the Buffalo Bills against us. How did Seattle just let him go? They said they want to go with their young linebackers, and I'm like, ooh. Something had to happen. Yeah, like he said,
absolutely.
Get me out of here.
No question about it.
I want out.
That usually is.
Talking about Tyrell Dotson, by the way.
Yeah, I mean. And they did it. They clearly tried to trade him. Maybe he was unhappy with the situation. Maybe he wanted.
No, they're saying
more
Buffalo.
I mean,
might have wanted him back where he had great success.
Yeah, I ain't letting you go back to Buffalo. No, I'm claiming you. And that, but then they should have done what Dallas did with Jordan Phillips, my best friend, released him.
I was there that day. That was one of the days I was there.
That was a magical day for me.
Well, that's a big man, and he
yeah. I mean, I was never gonna fight him. I was never gonna fight him.
No, he knew that. I mean, and he wasn't gonna fight you.
No, I think he was gonna fight.
No,
me.
He was.
No, I think. Oh, he came with the anger. He was.
No,
yeah.
No, but he knows if he hits you, he's done. Seriously.
Well, okay, maybe. Yeah. I mean,
he'd have big problems. Or something you wrote or said.
No. Yes. Yeah. And the man, those coaches congratulated me because I got a great practice out of him that next day. And it was all about him being lazy, which he's been lazy his whole career. But he's made a lot of money. Made a lot of money.
So he has, when he's on and wants to play, he's really good.
Oh, yeah.
He's a second-round pick for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And when he doesn't, it was the same knock he had coming out of college.
Same thing that Dallas cut him. Dallas, do you think they don't need defensive line help?
They need a run stopper.
Yeah. No, he just, I mean.
And then he goes to Buffalo at one game and just chews us up. And I'm watching him. And
oh, he's going to.
Live in the backfield. And I was like, wow, is this what it takes?
He's an acquired taste. And he is truly, without a doubt, an acquired taste. But that was a, you know, it showed me the impact we have. Because he had, man, that practice that he had that day when he was going to come after me, calling me out. Woo, that guy was on fire.
So you admit those guys all listen to what or read what you say?
Now they can listen.
By the way, now because you're
they pay attention, and it puzzles me and it bothers me that after games they're just like all in their phones.
Want to know what people are saying?
Want to know what people are saying? That's this generation. They need to know what's being said about them.
But they probably have a pretty good idea. Like if it's bad and the team loses. You go after the most popular guys.
Do we?
Yeah. So somebody's going to get on the 52nd guy in the team?
No, I don't think anybody's been critical of Tyreek yet. I don't think.
You have?
Yeah. Man, but that's not on-field stuff. That's, you know. Tyreek just, come on, man. Like.
What?
Maturity. Stop lying. That's simple stuff.
You know, and I think of him, I want to see him catching the ball down the field.
Yeah, yeah. He's super talented.
I don't care what he's doing, how he's, you know, as long as he ain't breaking the law. All right, hey, man.
But he blamed his arrest on his wrist injury. You know that.
See, right? I knew you couldn't get through without bringing that up, man. You just.
I mean, I'm just saying it wasn't.
And by the way,
it was detainment.
He was going to play in that game. If you thought that questionable was probable the whole damn time, he ain't missing Monday Night Football. But he sure got a lot of people talking about it. I'm back. That's a tough son of a gun, that Tyreek Hill. We're out of time, Omar. Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.